You should have known better than to get roped into any of Sarah's plots.
Yue,
she'd said.
The apples are in the kitchen. I had to convince one of the scullery maids to leave them sitting in the back of a cupboard for a couple of weeks to get nice and squishy. I can be very convincing when I want to, you know? I convinced her all night long.
That was an hour ago. You were on your third mug of ale, and there's been no sign of her since. You are just beginning to wonder if you should head out in search of her when a handful of chargers pour through the front door, laughing uproariously. When they see you, they begin laughing even harder. Abandoning your drink, you dash out the door. Everything seems to be in order in your chambers, and except for a maid who startles and nearly drops her broom when you throw the doors open, there is no one and nothing in the war room. You try to look casual as you stride at speed past the practice grounds. Nothing looks out of place there either, and head for the stables. It is even worse than you suspected. Your Warnug, your poor, steadfast, loyal, uncomplaining Warnug, is now bright magenta. Her hooves have been painted with lavender glitter, and there is a satin purple ribbon bow tied at a jaunty angle around her left horn.
We prettied her up for you. She'll outfancy even the toffiest of tops at the ball. You're welcome,
reads the note on her stable door. You groan and bury your head in the nug's shoulder. In 2 days' time, you will be riding a violently pink war nug to a diplomatic ball in Orlais. The nug carries on chewing its hay, indifferent to the fashion disaster it has become.
The end.